Nos achetons des CD. We are buying CD. News. No. Is the subject pronoun for we in the plural? Achtens. Achtu. Is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb? Achte. To buy. Des. De. Is the plural form of the indefinite article, some, or, any, and it precedes the noun. CD. 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 Is the abbreviation for the noun. Compact disc. In this instance, the noun is plural, so we use. CDs. Dégagé. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Get out. Dégagé. Is the imperative form of the verb. Dégagé. Which means, to clear out, or, to leave. The z at the end makes it plural, so it's a command to multiple people. Nous pouvons essayer. We can try. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the formal, nous, which translates to, we, but is more formal than, we, in English. Nous means, we. Pouvoir is the present tense form of the verb, pouvoir, which means, to be able to, or, can. Essayer means, to try. The sentence is structured in a basic subject-verb-object format. Nous pouvons tenter. We can try. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the formal form of the verb, pouvoir. Pouvoir. Which means, to be able to, or, to can. Nous. Nous. Is the pronoun for, we. Pouvoir. Pouvoir is the verb, to be able to, in its present tense form tenter. Tenter is the verb, to try, in its infinitive form. Therefore, the sentence is a simple statement indicating the ability, or willingness to try something. Nous pouvons gagner. We can win. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb, pouvoir, to be able to. Nous. Nous. Is the subject pronoun for, we. Pouvons. Pouvoir. Is the first person plural form of the verb, pouvoir, to be able to, in the present tense. Gagner. Gagner. Is the infinitive of the verb, gagner, to win. In this sentence, the infinitive, gagner. Gagner. Follows the conjugated verb, pouvons. Pouvoir. To form a compound verb indicating ability. Nous pouvons l'emporter. We can take it. This sentence is in the présent. Present tense, and it uses the verb. Pouvoir. To be able to, conjugated in the nous. We form. The pronoun L refers to a masculine noun previously mentioned in the conversation. The verb emporter means to take away or to carry away. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. Nous l'apprécions. We appreciate it. Breakdown. Nous. This is the pronoun, we, in the nominative case, meaning it's the subject of the verb. Elle. This is the contracted form of le. The definite article, the, and il. The pronoun, it. It's used to avoid repetition of the same word twice in a row. Apprécions. This is the verb, to appreciate, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural. It agrees with the subject. Nous. Key concepts. direct object pronoun. L is a direct object pronoun, representing the thing being appreciated. Verb conjugation. Appreciate is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action. Agreement. The verb appreciate agrees with the subject. Nous in number and person. Nous l'avons fait. We did it. This sentence is in the past tense, meaning that the action has already happened. Nous. Nous is the subject pronoun meaning we. L. L is the direct object pronoun standing in for it. Avons. Avons is the conjugated verb avoir. Avoir meaning to have in the past tense fait. Faire is the past participle of the verb faire. Faire meaning to do or to make. The sentence is a compound verb because it combines the conjugated verb avoir. Avoir with a past participle to express a completed action. Nous l'avons accompli. We accomplished it. Nous is the subject pronoun, we. Elle is the direct object pronoun, it, and is contracted from le plus elle. Avons is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person plural. Accompli is the past participle of the verb accomplir, to accomplish. Elle is used to replace a masculine singular noun. Since the object is masculine, the pronoun elle is used. Nous avons réussi. We succeeded. This sentence is in the passé composé, past perfect tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The verb avoir, to have, is conjugated in the present tense, avoir, and the past participle of the verb réussir, to succeed, is réussi. The pronoun nous, we, is the subject of the sentence. The word réussi, succeeded, is an adjective, but it functions as a past participle in this sentence. Key concepts. Passé composé. Tense past participles subject verb agreement. Nous devons y aller. We must go there. Nous is the pronoun we in the subject form. Devons is the verb to have to, conjugated in the present tense, first person plural, we. E is the pronoun there in the object form. Aller is the verb to go in the infinitive form. Nous devons partir. We must leave. This sentence is in the présent, present tense, and uses the devoir, must, have to, verb. It's a simple statement, but with the implication that the speaker, and whomever they are addressing, are obligated to leave. Breakdown. Nous. Nous. We, the subject pronoun devons. Devoir. Must, the first person plural form of the verb. Devoir. In the present tense partir. Partir. To leave, the infinitive verb. Sort. The sentence means, get out. Or, leave. Sort is the imperative form of the verb. Sortir. To go out, to leave. The imperative form is used to give commands, or orders. the imperative form of sortir. For to, you, informal, is sor. Wah. Wow. Il nous faut y aller. We need to go there. Breakdown. Il. This is the pronoun, he, but in this case it acts as a dummy subject. In English we would say, it. Nous. This is the pronoun, us. For. This is the third person singular form of the verb, falloir, which means, to be necessary, or, to be required. E. This is a pronoun that refers to a place that was previously mentioned. In this case, it is assumed that, there, has been established in the context. Aller. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. Key concepts. Il faut is an idiomatic expression in French, and does not directly translate to, he needs. It is used to express a necessity, or requirement. The use of e is a common way to avoid repeating a location in French. It acts as a substitute for the specific place. Nous devons nous en aller. We must leave. Breakdown. Nous. We, subject pronoun, first person plural. Devons. Must, verb, devoir, to have to must, in the present tense, first person plural. Nous. We, reflexive pronoun, first person plural. Ah. From here, this is a pronoun that implies movement away from a location, often used in the context of leaving. Aller. To go, infinitive verb, conjugated with the reflexive pronoun, nous. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. This is a pronoun that refers back to the subject of the verb. In this sentence, nous acts as both the subject and the object of the verb. Present tense. The verb, devoir, is conjugated in the present tense, indicating a present obligation. Implied movement. The pronoun. Ah. Implies movement away from a specific location. Nous en avons besoin. We need it. Breakdown. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we. Ah. This is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned object. In this case, it refers to something that was already discussed in the context. Avons. This is the verb, to have, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person plural, we. Besoin. This is the noun, need. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object. In this case, the object is implied by the pronoun. Ah. Key concepts. Pronoun use. The pronoun. Ah. Is important for understanding the meaning of the sentence. It refers to something previously mentioned, creating a sense of context and continuity. Verb conjugation. The verb. Avons. Is conjugated correctly for the subject pronoun. Nous. In the present tense. Nous vous avons vu. We saw you. Breakdown. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we, in the plural form. Vous. This is the object pronoun, you, in the formal, or plural form. Avons. This is the present tense of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person plural, we, and combined with the past participle, vous, seen, to form the passé composé tense. Vous. This is the past participle of the verb, voir, to see. Key concepts. Passé composé. This is a compound tense in French, formed by combining the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, or, être, to be, with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, it's used to express a completed action in the past. Formal and informal pronouns. In French, there are two forms of you. Two, informal, and vous, formal. In this sentence, vous is used, which indicates formality or respect.
Nous vous avons vu.
We saw you.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we. It is in the plural form.
Vous
is the object pronoun, you. It is in the plural form. Since the verb is in the passé composé, a direct object pronoun is attached to the auxiliary verb.
Avons
is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir
to have, in the plural form.
Vu
is the past participle of the verb.
Voir
to see. This verb is irregular in the past participle, so the stem changes to
vu.
It agrees in gender with the direct object pronoun.
Nous vous avons vu.
We saw you. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural, first person.
Vous.
You, object pronoun, plural, second person, formal.
Avoir.
Have, present tense of.
Avoir.
Conjugated with the subject.
Nous. Vu.
Seen, past participle of.
Voir.
Feminine plural to agree with the object.
Vous.
Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Avoir.
Is conjugated in the plural to agree with the plural subject.
Nous.
Object pronoun placement. The object pronoun.
Vous.
Comes before the conjugated verb.
Avoir.
Past participle agreement. The past participle.
Vu.
Agrees in gender and number with the object pronoun.
Vu.
Feminine plural. Note. The formal, you.
Vu.
Is used in this sentence because it is addressing a group of people.
Nous vous avons vu.
We saw you. This sentence uses the past participle form of the verb.
Voir.
To see, which is.
Vu.
In this case, it is used with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, in the compound past tense. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun.
Avoir.
Have, first person plural present tense of.
Avoir.
Vu. Seen, past participle of.
Voir.
Vu. You, direct object pronoun. Therefore, the sentence translates to, we have seen you, or more commonly, we saw you.
Nous avons vu.
We saw you. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we, in the plural form.
De.
This is a contraction of.
De.
You, and.
Avoir.
To have. This is a common way to simplify the phrase, we have seen you, in French.
Avoir.
This is the first person plural present tense form of the verb.
Avoir.
To have.
Vu.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Voir.
To see. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Avoir.
Agrees in number and person with the subject.
Nous.
Contractions.
De
is a common contraction in French, particularly when using the verb
avoir
with the object pronoun.
De.
Past participle.
Vu.
Functions as the past participle of the verb.
Voir.
And helps create the past tense in this sentence.
Nous avons vu.
We saw you. Breakdown.
Nous.
Avons.
You.
Avons. Is a contracted form of
de avoir,
meaning we have you.
Vu
is the past participle of the verb
voir.
To see, it agrees in gender and number with the direct object
de
you. The sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. The word order is subject, nous, verb.
Avons.
Object.
Vu.
This sentence uses the indirect object pronoun.
De.
Meaning, you, and is placed before the verb. Key concepts. Contracted forms.
De.
Is a common contraction in French, used when a verb begins with a vowel, or a silent.
Ash.
Past participle agreement. The past participle of
voir
must agree in gender and number with the direct object. Indirect object pronoun
de
is an indirect object pronoun, meaning it is the recipient of the action of the verb. Past tense. The passé composé is the most common past tense in French, used to express actions that have already happened.
Nous le voulons.
We want it. This sentence is in the
nous
form of the verb
vouloir,
which means to want.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the.
Vouloir
is a regular ER verb, and in the present tense, the conjugation for
nous
is
voulons.
Sortez. This means go out. This sentence is an imperative verb, which means it is a command.
Sortez
is the
vous
form of the verb
sortir,
to go out. Since it is a command, it is being directed to more than one person. You can tell it is a command because it ends with an exclamation point.
Nous ferons la cuisine.
We will cook. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we. It agrees with the plural verb, ferons.
Ferons.
This is the future tense of the verb, faire, which means, to do, or, to make. In this case, it means, will do. The future tense is used to express actions that will happen in the future.
La cuisine.
This is the definite article, the, followed by the noun.
Cuisine.
Which means, cooking, or, kitchen. It's the object of the verb, ferons. This sentence uses a common French construction, a subject pronoun followed by a verb, followed by an object, to express an action.
Nous allons cuisiner.
We are going to cook. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the pronoun, we, in the subject form. It agrees in number and person with the verb.
Allons.
This is the present tense of the verb, or le, meaning, to go. It is conjugated in the first person plural form to agree with the subject, nous.
Cuisiner.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, cuisine, which means, to cook. In this sentence it functions as an infinitive complement following the verb, or le. This sentence uses a common French structure called the, or the plus infinitive, construction, which is used to express future actions, or plans.
Nous échouerons.
We will fail. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the pronoun, we, in the subject form. It's used because the verb, échouer, refers to an action performed by the group, we.
Échouerons.
This is the future tense conjugation of the verb, échouer, to fail, in the first person plural. It indicates that the action of failing will happen in the future.
Nous apporterons de l'aide.
We will bring help. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by conjugating the verb
avoir
to have in the future tense and adding the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb is
apporter,
to bring, and its past participle is
apporter.
Nous is the subject pronoun, we.
Apporterons
is the future tense conjugation of the verb
apporter,
to bring, in the first person plural.
De
means of, or, some, and introduces the object of the verb.
Elle
is the contracted form of
le,
the, and
aide,
help.
Aide
is the noun, help, in the feminine singular.
Nous allons aider.
We are going to help. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we.
Allons.
This is the present tense of the verb, or le, to go. It is conjugated with the subject, nous, we. In this context, it indicates a future intention.
Aider.
This is the infinitive verb, to help. In this sentence, it is functioning as the object of the verb, or le. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the future proche, near future, tense. This is formed by using the present tense of the verb, or le, to go, followed by the infinitive of the verb that describes the action.
Nous obéirons.
We will obey. This sentence is in the future tense, indicated by the
O
ending on the verb
obéir.
Nous is the subject pronoun, meaning we, and
obéir
means to obey. The
O
ending conjugates the verb to agree with the subject pronoun.
Nous réussirons.
We will succeed. This is a simple sentence in the future tense.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Réussirons
is the future tense of the verb réussir, which means to succeed. Since the sentence is in the future tense, we know that the action of succeeding will happen in the future.
Nous nagerons.
We will swim. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by adding the ending
ou
to the verb stem.
Nager.
To swim. The subject pronoun
nous.
We is implied in the verb ending.
Nous attendrons.
We will wait. This sentence is in the future tense, using the
nous
pronoun, which means we, and the verb
attendre,
which is the future tense of the verb
attendre,
meaning to wait.
Nous marcherons.
We will walk. This sentence uses the
futur tense
of the verb
marcher,
to walk.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we.
Marcherons.
is the future tense conjugation of the verb. Marche. For the subject pronoun. Nous. This sentence is a simple declaration that the speaker and their group will be walking. Disparaître. This means go away or disappear. The verb disparaître is the imperative form of the verb disparaître, which means to disappear. The imperative is used to give commands or orders. In this case, it's a strong command to leave immediately. Nous travaillons. We will work. This sentence is in the future tense, using the nous, we, subject pronoun, and the travaillons. We'll work, verb conjugation. The verb travailler is a regular verb that follows the ER conjugation pattern in the future tense. Nous sommes de retour. We are back. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person plural. The phrase de retour means back or returned and acts as an adjective describing the subject. Nous. We. Nous sommes des garçons. We are boys. This sentence is in the present tense of the verb être. Verb to be. Nous is the subject pronoun, meaning we. Somme is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be in the first person plural. Des is a contraction of the preposition de, of, and the definite article le. The, it means some or some of. Garçon is the plural noun meaning boys. The sentence literally translates to we are some boys, but it is understood to mean we are boys. The use of de is a common way to make a sentence sound more natural in French. Nous sommes occupés. We are busy. Breakdown. Nous. This is the subject pronoun for we in French. Sommes. This is the present tense of the verb être to be conjugated in the first person plural. It literally translates to are occupés. This is the past participle of the verb occuper. To occupy, functioning as an adjective here. It translates to busy. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, sommes, agrees with the subject, nous, in number, and person. Past participle as adjective. The past participle. Occupé. Acts as an adjective modifying the noun, nous. This is a common way to express a state of being in French. Nous sommes occupés. We are busy. Nous is the subject pronoun, we. Sommes is the verb to be conjugated in the present tense, first person plural. Occupés is the past participle of the verb occuper, to occupy, which is used here as an adjective to describe the subject. The feminine ending, a, is used because the subject is female. The sentence translates to, we are busy, or, we are occupied. Nous sommes calmes. We are calm. This sentence uses the, nous, form of the verb être, meaning, to be. Nous is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we. Somme is the present tense conjugation of être for the first person plural. Calme is the adjective, calm, in the masculine plural form, agreeing with the subject.
Nous avons fini.
We have finished. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
The most common past tense in French.
Nous.
We. This is the subject pronoun for we, Avons.
Av.
This is the present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have. Here it is conjugated in the first person plural, we,
finished.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Finir.
To finish.
The passé composé
is formed using the present tense of
avoir
or
être.
To be, and the past participle of the main verb. The choice of
avoir
or
être
depends on the verb used.
Nous avons terminé.
We have finished. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, meaning we.
Avons
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, in the
passé composé
tense, agreeing with the subject pronoun.
Nous.
Terminé is the past participle of the verb
terminé.
To finish, which is used with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To form the
passé composé.
So, the sentence literally translates to, we have finished, emphasizing that the action of finishing is complete.
Nous en avons fini.
We are finished with it. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural. Of it, about it, contraction of
le
plus
le.
Avons. Have, present tense, first person plural, auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Fini. Finished, past participle of the verb.
Finir.
Key concepts. Contraction. Is a contraction of
le
plus
le,
which is often used in French to avoid repeating the definite article, past participle.
Fini
is the past participle of the verb
finir,
and is used here to form the compound verb tense, auxiliary verb, the verb
avoir.
To have is used as an auxiliary verb to form compound tenses.
Nous en avons terminé.
We have finished. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we. This is a pronoun that stands in for the object of the verb, and here it signifies the task or project being discussed.
Avons.
This is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir,
to have.
Terminé.
This is the past participle of the verb terminer, to finish. Key concepts.
Avoir.
Plus past participle, this is the structure of the perfect tense in French, which is used to describe actions that have been completed. This pronoun is often used to refer to a previously mentioned object or concept.
Nous sommes quittes.
We are even. Breakdown.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person plural.
Quittes.
is the plural form of the adjective quit, which means even or square. This phrase essentially means that there is no outstanding debt or obligation between the two parties involved. It implies a sense of balance and fairness.
Nous sommes à égalité.
We are tied. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural.
Sommes.
Are, present tense of the verb, être, to be.
À.
At slash to, preposition.
Égalité.
Equality, noun. Key concepts.
À.
Plus noun, this prepositional phrase indicates a state of being, in this case, being tied. The sentence uses the present tense to describe a current state.
Nous allons bien.
We are doing well. This sentence uses the
nous,
we, form of the
aller,
to go, verb in the present tense, conjugated with the
bien.
Well, adverb. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
allons
agrees in number and person with the subject.
Nous.
Present tense. The verb
allons
is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Adverb.
The adverb
bien modifies the verb
allons,
indicating the manner in which we are going.
Nous sommes ici.
We are here. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être.
To be.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, meaning we.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être.
For the subject, nous.
Ici
is an adverb meaning here.
Nous sommes là.
We are here. This is a simple sentence in the present tense using the verb
être.
To be.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Sommes
is the first person plural conjugation of the verb
être
in the present tense.
Là
is an adverb meaning here or there. This sentence simply states a fact.
Nous sommes chez nous.
We are at home.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we, in French.
Sommes.
This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the plural, we.
Chez.
This is a preposition meaning, at the home of, at the place of. It is often used with
nous,
vous, or a possessive pronoun to indicate someone's home.
Nous.
This is the object pronoun, us, or, our, in French, referring to the speaker, and any others with them. Therefore, the sentence translates to, we are at our home, or more simply, we are at home.
Nous sommes en retard.
We are late. This sentence is in the
présent.
Present tense, using the
être.
To be, verb conjugated in the
nous.
We form the phrase
en retard.
Means late, and is an adverbial phrase modifying the verb
être. Nous sommes fainéants.
We are lazy. This sentence is in the
présent.
Present tense, and uses the
nous.
We, form of the verb
être.
To be, the adjective
fainéant.
Lazy is feminine and plural to agree with the subject.
Nous.
We.
Oust.
That's enough. This is an interjection, an exclamation used to express a strong feeling, in this case, annoyance, frustration, or a demand to stop. It is similar to the English phrase, enough, or stop it, and can be used to express a range of emotions from mild annoyance to anger.
Nous sommes perdus.
We are lost. The sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural.
Somme.
The pronoun
nous
is the subject of the sentence, meaning we.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb
perdre
to lose, acting as an adjective in this case. This construction, using the past participle as an adjective, is a common way to express a state of being in French.
Nous sommes perdus.
We are lost. Breakdown.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, which agrees in number and person with the subject pronoun.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb perdre, to lose, used as an adjective to describe the subject. It is feminine plural to agree in gender and number with the subject pronoun, nous. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the past participle as an adjective to describe the subject. The agreement of the past participle with the subject in gender and number is essential for grammatical correctness in French.
Nous sommes riches.
We are rich. The sentence
nous sommes riches
is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Nous
is the pronoun for we and is the subject of the sentence.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être
to be, for the plural pronoun
nous. Riche
is the adjective, rich, in its plural form, agreeing in gender and number with the subject.
Nous sommes en sécurité.
We are safe. This sentence is in the present tense of the
être
verb, which is to be.
Nous
means we and is the subject of the sentence.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être
for the plural subject, we.
Are
means in and is a preposition.
Sécurité
means safety and is a noun. So the sentence is literally saying, we are in safety, which translates to, we are safe.
On est foutu.
We are screwed. This sentence is very informal and uses slang. It is a way of saying that a situation is hopeless, or that there is no chance of success.
On
is the third person plural pronoun, meaning, we. Is the third person plural form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense.
Foutu
is an adjective meaning screwed, doomed, or finished. It's a very colloquial expression and is considered vulgar in formal settings. The sentence can be translated literally as we are screwed. However, the literal translation doesn't capture the full meaning of the slang. We are screwed is a more accurate and idiomatic translation.
Nous sommes foutus.
We are screwed. The sentence, nous sommes foutus, is a simple statement in the present tense. It uses the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the first person plural, nous, we, with the auxiliary verb
être
and the past participle.
Foutu.
Screwed.
Foutu
is an informal, slang word, and is often used to express a sense of despair or hopelessness. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb
ate
is conjugated in the present tense to match the subject, news, slang.
Futu
is a slang word, and is used to convey a strong sense of being in trouble.
Nous sommes faibles.
We are weak. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense using the verb
être.
To be. Breakdown. Nous means we, and is the subject pronoun. Sommes is the first person plural form of the verb
être.
In the present tense, faibles is the plural adjective meaning weak. Key concepts. The verb
être
is an irregular verb in French. The adjective
faible
agrees in number and gender with the subject.
Quelle journée!
What a day! This is a very simple exclamation expressing surprise or excitement about the day. Breakdown.
Quelle!
This is a feminine singular form of the interrogative adjective.
Quelle!
Meaning, what, or, which.
Journée.
This is a feminine noun meaning, day. The exclamation mark indicates that the sentence is an exclamation. The literal translation would be, what day. But in English we would typically say, what a day. This is a common way to express excitement, or surprise about the day, and it can be used in both positive and negative contexts.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What is it? This is a simple question used to ask for identification or clarification.
Qu'est-ce que
is a contraction of
qu'est-ce que.
Literally, that is it that, but functions as a way to start a question in French.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning, this is, or, it is.
Therefore, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Literally translates to, what is it that is? In English we condense this down to the simple question, what is it?
C'est quoi?
What is that? This is a very simple question in French. It is made up of two words.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
ce.
This, and is. It's a common way to say, this is, in French.
Quoi.
This word means, what. The question is used to ask for clarification about something that is not immediately obvious. It is equivalent to the English phrase, what is that?
Sortez.
Go out. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it's a command.
Sortez
is the formal, you, form of the verb.
Sortir,
meaning, to go out. The imperative form is used when giving a direct command, and the formal form is used for addressing someone with respect, like a teacher, or someone in a position of authority.
Qu'est-ce?
What is this? This is a simple question that literally translates to, what is it? The phrase uses the interrogative pronoun que, which is a contraction of
que
and meaning what and is, respectively. The final word
se
is a pronoun that refers to an object or person that is already known or implied in the context of the conversation.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What is it? This is a very common French phrase used to ask about an unknown object or thing.
Qu'est-ce
is the interrogative pronoun meaning what. It is a contraction of
qu'est-ce.
Que is a relative pronoun meaning that or which and is used to introduce a relative clause.
S
is a contraction of esker, which is an interrogative phrase used to make questions more formal.
Se
is a contraction of
se,
and is the third person singular form of the verb
et,
to be. The sentence literally translates to "what is that?" but in English, it is more natural to simply say "what is it?"
Quad de neuf?
What's up? The phrase
quad de neuf
is a very informal greeting, similar to "what's up?" in English.
Qua
means what.
De
means of.
Neuf
means new. Literally, it means what of new, but we don't translate it literally in English. It's a way to ask what's going on, or what's new in someone's life.
Quoi de nouveau?
What's new? This is a simple question used to inquire about recent events, or news. The structure is a bit different from typical English. It literally translates to, what of new?
Quoi
is an interrogative pronoun meaning, what?
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Nouveau
is an adjective meaning new. It's a common and casual expression. You can also use
qu'est-ce qu'il y a de nouveau,
which literally translates to what is there of new.
Où suis-je?
Where am I? This sentence is a simple question using the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense, the conjugation of the verb
être.
For the first person singular, I is
suis.
The phrase
où
means where and is used here as an interrogative adverb. It modifies the verb
suis,
asking for the location of the speaker. Therefore, the sentence, où suis-je, translates to, where am I, in English.
Qui sommes-nous?
Who are we? This is a simple question in the
présent,
present tense of the verb
être,
to be.
Qui
is the interrogative pronoun for who, and is the subject of the sentence.
Som
is the first person plural form of the verb
être,
to be, in the
présent,
present tense.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun and functions as the subject of the sentence. The literal translation of the sentence is "who are we?" but it is typically used in a rhetorical sense, often to introduce a group, or to emphasize their identity.
Qui sommes-nous?
The English translation is, who are we? Here is the breakdown.
Qui
is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who.
Somme
is the first person plural form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun meaning we. The sentence is asking a question about the identity of the speaker and the person or people they are speaking to.
Qui a cuisiné?
Who cooked? This sentence is a simple question in the
passé composé,
past tense. Let's break it down.
Qui.
This is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who.
Ah.
This is the auxiliary verb, to have, in the third person singular.
Cuisiner.
This is the past participle of the verb, to cook.
Cuisiner.
The past participle is used in the
passé composé,
along with the auxiliary verb. In English, we can use the auxiliary verb did to form the past tense. However, in French, the auxiliary verb avoir is used along with the past participle to form the passé composé tense. Qui l'a fait? Who did it? The sentence is asking who is responsible for a particular action. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who. It functions as the subject of the sentence. Elle is the direct object pronoun, standing in for a noun previously mentioned. It is short for le, the masculine singular definite article. A is the auxiliary verb have in the third person singular of the present tense. It is used with the past participle of the verb faire to form the passé composé, compound past tense. Faire is the past participle of the verb faire, meaning to do or to make. Is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is an interrogative. Key concepts. Interrogative pronouns. Key is used to ask about the person who performed an action. Direct object pronouns. Elle replaces a noun that is the direct object of the verb. Past composé. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, or être, to be, plus the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle is faire.